does not pass. Next resolution we're addressing will be the Legislative District 2 resolution in support of closed Republican primaries in Arizona.
Mr. Chairman, move to table.
Second. Why?
I actually needed a motion, but I'm going to present the resolution first and seek it for a motion.
Move to table. It's on the floor, sir.
I actually, by Robert's rules, he should have standing and called a point for order or to be recognized by the chair.
Point of order.
Unfortunately, Ms. Angie Anderson has followed Robert's rules. Ms. Angie Anderson, unfortunately for her. And I mean it that way. I'm not taking sides. Ms. Angie Anderson, would you like to state the resolution, please?
Yes, let me read the resolution.
No microphone?
LD2 resolution in support of closed primaries in Arizona. Whereas the LD2 Republican Committee believes that the AZGOP chairman and the executive committee must follow the mandate of state committeemen passed January 24th, 2015 at the AZGOP statutory meeting to restore our closed primary system. Whereas the LD2 Republican Committee believes the provision allowing non-Republicans to vote in election of Republican precinct committeemen violates our First Amendment right to freedom of association. Whereas the LD2 Republican Committee believes that the court recognizes that the strength of a party's interest resides in its ability to select its own leaders. And this is case law from Betsy Bayless. And I've explained that below here on the resolution. Resolved, the LD2 Republican Committee again directs the AZGOP to pursue via lawsuit and or legislative action closure of the Republican primary elections to non-Republicans. Resolved, LD2 supports clarifying the AZGOP rules section, making resolutions binding on the AZGOP and requiring regular updates to the party members as they are enacted upon and completed.
Thank you, Ms. Angie Anderson. Before I open this up for the discussion or for a motion, just want to be very brief in where the state chairman did receive a copy of this resolution. He said he would not impede a vote on it if it came down to it, but that he would like to address the legislative district in reference to this resolution due to the fact that he stated there are inaccuracies portrayed in our resolution. And so it will be to the body to either
order. Order.
Yes, Mr. Kelly.
I've asked that we table this discussion until after our chairman, state chairman, has opportunity to address our body regarding this resolution.
Okay, sir, as soon as I finish my statement, which I was about done, then we will go with the motion. What was I saying? I lost my train of thought. But, you know, state chairman did request to address this at the next meeting, and, you know, but it's up to the body as to which direction it goes. So, Mr. Kelly did call a point of order. He did motion that we table discussion until the next meeting on this resolution.
Second.
I need a second. So, Mr. Pete Davis seconds. Now it is open for discussion. I am going to, because this is a very interesting issue, I'm going to open a discussion to 8 minutes. Ms. Angie Anderson.
I want to point out that this resolution has already been passed twice by Legislative District 14, which is our neighbor, and
since 1998, when Proposition 103 was passed, to change the closed primary system to a semi-closed system. There are only 18 states that still have open primaries. The rest are closed, and most of those states are in the West. So I know they're deciding our races. These independent voters don't like Pepsi, and they don't like Coke. And they are not a party. They have no ideology. A lot of them are crossover Democrats, in more cases than not. Okay, that's all I have to say. Thank you.
Mr. Gilbert.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I understand what Nancy's saying. I agree with her in principle. When is Graham coming down here?
So, he said to the next meeting for next month.
Yeah.
July. So we're
hang on.
At this point, I fully concur with the resolution. However, if there is some data that I don't know, I would like to understand what the position is before I had a chance to vote on it. So I would support tabling it till the next meeting. And we could vote on it after Graham has a chance to say if that doesn't change any of the fact pattern. You go ahead.
Next, Kate Kohler.
It seems to me that one of the things that has happened to the Republican Party is people have been leaving us in droves. And if, in fact, they are forced to either not participate in our primaries or register as Republicans, this may be a way to bring people back into the Republican fold.
Ms. Lou Sampson.
Just like the first gentleman that was here speaking from the Corporation Commission, he was talking about principles. When I became a PC, an elected PC, and went to the state convention, mm-hmm. we overwhelmingly passed this resolution. It goes to the Arizona Party to implement this resolution. There shouldn't even be any question about it. I looked up the definition of republic. Republic is a government where the supreme power lies with the citizens. We are no longer a republic because what we say is not being enacted. It's their job to enact what we say. It's not our job to enact it. When we vote on it, it's their job to do it. And that's the way I understand it. So I'm way in support of this resolution.
Mr. Jones Cowan.
It's not the resolution that I'm against. What I'm against is the fact that we have state committeemen that we elect at the state committee. It's their fight. It's their procedural thing that they need to be going through. All we are doing with this resolution is talking into the wind, because the resolutions that they are fighting about, both the one that was passed in this last state convention and the ones that have been passed in previous state conventions regarding this issue, it's up to the state committeemen that we elected to fight this out and to work this out. I am asking that we table this resolution, voting on this resolution, after our state chairman Graham can come talk to us about this, because there is information about what is occurring on the overall state committee regarding this resolution and the past resolutions and the resolutions of LD 14 and LD 26. Let him present that information to us before we vote on it today.
I call for the question and the resolution.
Mr. Davis, I actually have Ms. Sostrand, and then we'll be closing discussion.
Why would anybody want to become a PC if their vote is not going to count? You don't become a PC because you're just dying to go out and walk your precinct or to come to these meetings. We want Southern Arizona to be represented. It was overwhelming. It's closed. There should be nothing else.
Okay, discussion is now closed. We have a motion on the floor for Mr. James Kelly to table this discussion. until next month, where Robert Grant, show or no show, this vote will take place for the resolution. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
All opposed?
Nay.
No!
The ayes have it, we will table the resolution.
Mr. Chairman, I call for a roll call. Roll call.
I do have a call for a roll call, and seconded by Mr. Bob Nucky. All those in favor of tabling this resolution until next month, next month's meeting, please stand.
What do you do if you're carrying your proxy?
Wave your hands.
Stand twice.
Raise two hands. I need someone to come up here and help me do the count, please. Ms. Kate Kohler, please help me. Get a hand count, or a head count.
16.
Follow the instructions of proxies.
16.
How many proxies?
And how many proxies? You have one proxy, so that's 17. I counted myself.
All those in no, please rise.
Yes, I can. I'm carrying out a proxy.
Oh. All right, I can
stand it.
Without proxy. Proxy.
You got to be honest.
They have two proxies. Okay, so those are the outlier proxies? I have six.
Point of order?
Yes, sir.
I just want to clarify, how many proxies do you have, and was the proxy counted in the last vote as a yea? I raised my hand for my vote and one proxy.
Okay.
This time I'm raising it the other way because I don't want to say.
Okay, I just want to clarify that.
Yeah. 7, 8, 9, 10, yes. 11, 12, 13.
And you have six, you have seven proxies.
Yeah, because I took out the no.
Okay. I need to see those proxies, number one, and
Thank you.
quiet.
Wait a minute, he has a right to question.
I have a right to question those proxies.
Yes, she does.
Yes.
The proxies don't count. They were not filled out correctly prior to the vote.
We have a lawyer right here. What's the answer?
I'm looking at the statute.
I know you.
It's silent, I don't know. In my experience, his proxies have to be filled out and directed to a specific person. And they are, but I don't know.
Not after the vote, I had to.
I have an email from Lee Cornelison. He left these on the table before the meeting started.
Oh. Do you have the email in your presence?
I don't have a smart device with me, unfortunately.
Why don't you call Lee?
That's not how proxies work. That's not even within the statute.
Well, what if they're legit?
Emails and phone calls.
What if they're legitimate?
Proxies need to be filled out correctly before the vote.
That's pretty solid.
On my word, these proxies were given to me with instructions to vote for the resolution. On my word.
On other people's words, petition signatures were correct, but they still get thrown out if things aren't filled out correctly. All right?
Rick
Point
Miller,
is, those proxies don't count.
If you knew Angie, you would know her work.
Discussion is closed. I'm going to make the chairman's call. The motion to table has failed. We're going to address the resolution. So now I need a motion on this resolution.
Mr. Chairman, I'm sorry, I'm still on this proxy thing. Now, if the motion fails from those present and the proxies that were filled out correctly, great. But if the motion fails because those proxies that were not filled out correctly are being used, we're still in a crisis here on that. Secondly, those proxies I do not want used in if we end up voting on the resolution today. Make sense? I'm still fighting this.
I move.
And we're not moving until it's resolved.
Oh,
period.
Who says so?
I move that the chairman
so there's a motion on the floor by this stakeholder.
The resolution.
That we accept the resolution in support of closed Republican primaries in Arizona. There's a second by Mr. Bill Bracco. If I can get a show of hands, please. Those in favor of passing the resolution in support of closed Republican primaries in Arizona, the ayes, can I have your hands, please? The ayes have it, the resolution does pass. So now this is what I'm going to put as an emphasis as the chair, since it did pass. I need to see a team form of people that are willing to partake this. I have this conversation with several precinct committeemen. I personally support closing the primary. But I want to see a team of doers that are actually going to do something and make this happen.
What more can we do? We went to the state committee, we spent our money and our time out there voting on it. What can we do except impeach, throw out Robert Graham?
So what can we do by passing this?
At least we make a stand, and I'll tell you, there's other states that are watching us, what we do, because they have the same problem with the head of their GOP. Now we're joining 14